You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and talk with you every Saturday morning about the things of our precious Father, our precious Savior. Remember now, if you have friends anywhere in the world and you're getting anything out of this program, they can pick it up 24/7 simply by going to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that, and my son Lan and I have 3 years teaching on there. You can pick this program up. So if you didn't get anything out of it, pass the word. Keep teaching. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep it going. Listen, I'm going to talk to you today about the work of God through the power of His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the work of God. I mean, this is really a big deal. How do they work together? The disciples asked Jesus, how do we work the work of God? John 6:28-29, then said they to him, what shall we do that we might work the work of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Jesus saying, I am the work of God. I am the work of my Father. I am everything that my Father wants to say. I am everything that my Father wants to do. I have everything that you will ever need. I have everything that you will ever want. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the hope of all men. This is the work of my Father. This is the work of God. Listen, we have a God that absolutely loves us so much. It's even hard. I was thinking on my way over to the station, praying to the Lord. Hard to represent him. Who can actually represent this great and mighty God, this great and mighty Father that we have, who is even capable of revealing who he is and what he is and how much he loves us. You can tell how much he loves us by the price that he paid for us. You know, the thing purchased, that would be you, always has more value than the price paid in the eyes of the purchaser. That means you are so valuable. Father was willing to put his own son to grief. Isaiah said he put him to grief. Isaiah said he made his soul an offering for our sin. Listen, you're valued today. You need to know that. You need to know the work of God, because it's all about you. It's all for you. It's all to bring you back into the family, back into the kingdom of God from which mankind has strayed. Excuse me, please. And then protect your life. It's really all for you. It's all about you. He is a perfect God, and he's a perfect Father. You know, maybe you're out there today, and you've really never had a real Father that loves and cares about you. Maybe you're estranged from your Father. But listen, Father God loves you. You can have that Father-Son relationship. I'm telling you this because I have it. I really do. You can have that. It's a wonderful thing to have. Even me, I'm an older guy, but it's a wonderful thing to have somebody over me that I can go to. Somebody smarter, somebody wiser, somebody bigger, somebody can help me. I tell you, I have this Father-Son relationship, and I love it. I use it every day. Every need I have, I go to my Father. You can do that. You know that? You can trust him. You can depend on him. Everything, every possible thing that I need and I desire and I worry about, I have somebody to talk to. Do you know the value of that? To have somebody to share your life with? Do you know the value of that, of having somebody that you know cares about you? Do you know the value of knowing that someone has the answer that you need? That someone has what you need? It's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, Father God is absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to tell you how he works through his. Jesus said, the Father's work is to simply believe on me, because Jesus brings everything to you. And he does this through and by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's what I hope to share with you. I want you to get a handle. I want you to know you're not out there in this wicked world alone. I want you to know that there's help for you. I want you to know Father God cares about you, really does. Just think about the price paid for you. That's all you got to do. Think about what Father put his own son through, put him to grief for you now. Made his soul an offering for your sin, that you might be saved, that you might belong to him. That's value. God has placed the value on you beyond anything you could ever think or even comprehend or want. Listen, give me a call here if you need help today. Our phone number is 772-221-1100. Or out of town, 888-221-8999. Look, I don't care what your problem is out today. If you are a hurting person, Father God wants to help you. All good fathers want to always help their children. So this is just common sense. I'm preaching here today. Father God wants to touch you. Father God wants to heal you. Father God wants to bless you. Father God wants to provide for you whatever your need is. If you're really struggling out there and you need help, give us a call. He would be more than glad to pray for you, more than glad to connect you with Father God himself in the name of his precious son, Jesus, okay? All right, this is the perfect work of God, Jesus said, that you believe on his precious son, Christ Jesus. This is Father's finished work. This is the bottom line work. This is the work of Father, that you would simply believe on his precious son, whom he sent to be the Savior of the world. If you will do that, if you will really, when I say believe, I mean really trust, really believe, really anchor yourself on his word. I mean really get a handle on the Lord. Get in church. Do the right thing. I'll tell you, God will bless your life. God can take care of you. See, he has a place for you, okay? You need to be in church. You need to be in his presence. You need to be in his word. If you get in that place, you'll be secure. Then Father can lead. Father can guide. This is where he works. You go where Father's working, okay? You go where the Lord Jesus is. You go where the Spirit and the power of God is, okay? That's on your knees before God. Now, that's in his word, and that is in your church. If you do those things, God can bless your life. In other words, what I'm saying to you is get yourself in a position today where you can be blessed. Get yourself in a position where you can receive the blessings, the leadership, the guidance, and the provisions of God. He has them. God has stuff. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever needed, God has it. Get a handle on it, okay? Father God's greatest work here is to reveal his son to you that you might believe, that you might take part in turning man. He wants you to go to work for him. Turning man back from darkness, whether it's a light, and from the god of this world, which is the devil, back into the kingdom of God. Really, if you're a Christian out here today, and you're always hollering, Lord, what's your will? What's your will? What can I do? What do you want me to do? Well, here's what it is. Turn man. He told Paul, turn man. Acts 26:18, Jesus said, turn man, Paul, from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they might receive forgiveness of sin. And they, you know, that they might be one with me, like you are. In other words, God wants us to be forgiven for our sins and be in oneness with him. That's exactly what he wants. And that's what he wants to do to you today. I want you to know that. You really need to seek the Lord with all your life, all your heart. Listen, what about this? John 5:19, here's what it says. 1 John 5:19, we know that we have God. You know that? You know that after today? If you do, listen to this. And the whole world lies in wickedness. Listen, how about your loved one? Are they in wickedness? How about your friends? Are they out there in the world? Are they in the kingdom of God? If they're not in the kingdom of God, that tells me that God is telling you here today to turn them, to witness to them, to love them, to nurture them, to turn them around. Listen, the whole world lies in wickedness. You don't want your loved ones and your friends out there in that mess, do you? Huh? Is your loved ones out there? Don't just take this for granted. This is very serious stuff here today. If your loved ones and your friends are not saved, then you really need to begin to go to work and get them saved. Now, you may not be a great witness, okay? You might not even have a great opportunity, but there's no more power than prayer. Here's what Jesus said in Mark 9:23, I believe it is, pretty sure it is. He said these words, all things are possible to them that believe. You know, that just really means if you've got friends and lovers out there that's a mess, You get on your face before the Lord. If you care, God cares. He sees you calling out the name of your son or your friend or your daughter or your work people, anybody. If you begin to cry out to God for people, boy, they just got something to work with. That really does. That means everywhere they go, he'll probably find somebody to put it in their face to witness to them. You know, that's all you have to do. All things are possible, Jesus said. You got someone out there you love and you care about the lost, then you begin to go to the Lord. Turn them over to the Lord. Ask the Lord to save them. And God, he'll begin to work. He will. He'll begin a process right then. See, when you give him something to work with, if you care, he cares. If you absolutely give him something, if you pray about a person, you know, God answers prayer. That puts him in, and almost commits him. That puts him in a position. If you pray about someone, then God answers prayer. All things are possible if you can believe for it. If you believe for it, then God begins to work with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones, and draw them into the kingdom of God. You can do that just simply through, if you can't do it any other way, if you're not a good witness, if you don't have a chance to witness, and through your prayer life. You'll give God something to work with. He'll begin to turn your friends and family around, okay? Now we know why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the Father's only way back to him. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. God sent his precious Son to turn men. This is the work of God. Jesus is the work of God. There's no other work. No other way to God except through his precious Son, Christ Jesus. Listen to this, John 6, 38, 39. Jesus said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will. Now, you think about this now. I came down here not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. In other words, I came to do what the Father sent me to do. And this is the Father's will, which would be the Father's work, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Oh, my friend, isn't that big? But should raise it up again at the last day. Wow, this is just what the Father wants. That's you. And he gave Jesus responsibility to keep us now, not only to save us, but it's also the Father's will and the Father's work to keep us until the day that we're raised up. Now, that's big. Now, think about that. I just want you to think about that. If you're a person out there today with a lot of issues in your life, a lot of problems, and a lot of trouble, not only did God put his precious Son to grief hanging on a bloody tree to wash your sins away, took your sins in his body, Peter said, hanging on that bloody tree, to wash you, make you clean, to save your very soul. Not only did he do that, but he gave Jesus the responsibility to keep you until the day that you're raised up. Are you in a safe place? Are you in the will of God? Is the word of God in you where it can guide you? Do you have a good prayer life? Are you around fellowshiping with Christians? Are you in a church? Listen to me. Jesus is responsible to keep you. But you can't be a renegade and run from him. You must be in a place where he can take care of you, where you can be taught, where you can be grown up, where you can be helped, where you can be blessed. But he's responsible to keep you until the very day that Father raises you up. That's a really big deal. That should give you more security than you ever dreamed you could have. That's it. Especially if you're out there today and really don't have a good relationship with your parents, or maybe you don't have parents, you have a father. Not only does this father care about you, he's given Jesus the responsibility to care about you, protect you, take care of you all the days of your life. Is that big or is that big? That is big. Listen to me. You can trust what God says. You can trust what Jesus says. You can feel secure today. If you're insecure today out there, why? Somebody loves you. God loves you. Father loves you. God cares about you. If that were not enough now, he sent his precious Holy Spirit to comfort, to care for you, to take care of forever. This is really a big thing. I'm in the kingdom. I'm in it with both feet. I'm all the way in, have been. I've been blessed. I tell God all the time, you know, you treat me like a friend. You treat me like a son, but you treat me like a friend. I have the joy of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing, and you can have it. He wants you to have it, okay? You just have to learn to trust him. Just as Jesus was perfectly obedient to do the Father's will, his work and his ways, whatsoever they were now, whatever was in the Father's heart, Jesus did. The heart of the Father was brought forth through the life and words of Jesus. He was empowered by the Spirit of the Father to come down here on the earth and to save you and to keep you until the day you're raised up. Listen, if you have a need today, don't care what it is, give us a call. 772-221-1100 out of town, 888-221-8999. Listen, especially if you don't know how you stand with the Lord, maybe that you're really not saved, but somehow, some way you have my program on, you give me a call. I'll show you how to get saved, and I'll bring you right into the presence of God today, right into the kingdom of God. Or maybe you're hurting. Maybe you're broken out there today. Maybe you just need somebody to say, look, God loves you. I'll be glad to do that. Give me a call here, okay? Listen, we must, as Christians, be empowered by the Spirit of the Father, just like Jesus was. He came down, was perfectly obedient to the Father, to do all that the Father said to do. We must, as Christians, be empowered by the Spirit of the Father, which is God the Holy Ghost down here for us. We cannot work all the work of God without the Holy Spirit of God working through our lives on the earth no more than Jesus can. Excuse me. We need the power of the Spirit of God. Matthew 20:18, Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Then he turned right around and gave that power to us when he ascended up on high, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Think about this. All the work of God on the earth is in the hands of the Christian. It's in your hands. It's in my hands. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord. But the earth has he given unto the children of men. Everything that God wants done on the earth, he has put in your lap. Everything. Some man, some woman has to do everything that God wants done on the earth. God don't preach. Angels don't preach. We do. God don't labor down here, you do. All power in heaven and earth now was given to Jesus. And then he divided all that power amongst us, the born again children of God. So everything that needs to be done on the earth has to be done by you. Are you doing your part? Do you even know your part? Do you know how to serve the Lord? Look, you don't have to worry about any of them because you're empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. He does the work. The one that dwells in you, he does all of the work. All you have to do is know him and trust him. Luke 11:13, Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Well, that would tell me that Jesus thinks we need more. Are you asking for more? Have you got more since you were saved? Are you staying updated? Listen, how much more will he give if you will simply ask? Now listen, Jesus said, my word is spirit and my word is life. And we know that's absolutely true, but the Holy Spirit puts the fire and the power in the word. Now, if you get the word of God down in you, which is spirit, and the word of God down in you, which is life, and you let the Holy Spirit fire it up with his power, with his fire, listen, you can be a mighty witness for the Lord. And not only that, you will make better decisions. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit and let him lead you, guide you, you have a good prayer life, you're in a church, like I said, you're doing the right thing. You'll make much better decisions. You'll make less mistakes. God can guide your life and direct your life. He guides you by the boundaries of his word. If you don't know it, it's pretty hard to know which road to get on. You follow me now? But if you want to get on the right path, stay on the right road, you stay in the word of God, the Spirit of God leads, guides, directs, and comforts your life. For our own benefit, we need to know how to get the Holy Spirit to do the things for us that Jesus said he would do. And that is exactly what the Spirit wants to do for you. That's what he wants. And we need to know how to get it. We must understand how the Holy Spirit works in order to do whatever it takes to really know him enough to receive guidance from him. Listen to this in John 16:13-15. Howbeit, when he, remember that word he, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he hears, that shall he speak, and he will take the things of me and show them unto you. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine now and show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. All things now. Nothing's here. Nothing's going to be held back from you. Therefore said I that he, the Holy Ghost, shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Listen, in those three verses, Jesus said 9 times that he, the Spirit of God, what he would do. He told you what he would do 9 times. We must come to understand that he is God, the Holy Ghost, down here for you and not just any spirit. Listen, He's a real person, and he's here for you. He is. He's not God the Father. He's not Jesus, but he's both. He's down. He downloads the things from the Father. He downloads the things from Jesus. What's coming to you, he brings, okay? For sure, he's the revealer, the revelator of what Jesus has for you. Everything Father wants you to know, everything Jesus wants you to know, the Holy Spirit down here on the earth, he brings it to you. He's here, and he's a he is God, the Holy Spirit, and he's here for you. Now listen, does he have a big voice in your church? That's a good question, does he? Does he even have a voice in your church? Hey, think about these things. Are you really getting to know him? You know, are you letting him work in your life? Are you acknowledging his presence? Remember now, nine times Jesus said what he would do. Is he doing it in your life? Is he doing it in your church? Does he even have the authority? Does he even have permission? Is he even recognized? Is he even acknowledged? Really? Does he? Is he free to do what he needs to do in your life? Is he free to do what he wants to do in your church? He has a big voice. Father gave him the big voice. Jesus gave him the big voice. Jesus said he would do. Now we know about God the Father and God the Son, but we have let ourselves just simply get too familiar with God the Holy Ghost, who we seem to know very little about. Listen, whatever you need this, so you give me a call today, 772-221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. Maybe you need a touch for the Holy Ghost. Maybe you need just get more of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're not sure how to do that. Give me a call. I'd be glad to help you. Now listen, the Holy Spirit is really, he is really a person. He is, God, Jesus called him he nine times in three verses. So he's here for us. He's real. He's free to take the things of Jesus and show them to you, to testify, witness of Jesus. If it gets done on the earth, he is the doer of it. And he does nothing. He does never speak of himself. Always represents Jesus. But he brings Jesus. Like I said, he puts the fire and puts the power in the Word of God. The fire of the life of God, the life of Jesus, he brings to you. You really need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to know the Holy Spirit because he's the one that has everything you need from Jesus. Everything you need from the Father. You need to know how to get it. And you need to know that he's really a person. Now, there's many, many spirits. A lot of people don't even think about this or don't know this. They just think the Holy Spirit is something you get when you fill out a card. And they never know what they got, but they never know they got anything. Nothing happens in their life. That's not the way it is. There's many, many spirits, but one Holy Spirit. We have the seven spirits in the book of Revelation. This, in my opinion, God's spiritual government, the eyes and of the Lord to go to and fro throughout the whole earth, overseeing the mighty works of God. There's many spirits in heaven that carry out the work of God. God even uses evil spirits to do his work for him. Did you know that? He used an evil spirit against Saul to oppress David. In Judges 9:3, God said an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dwelt treacherously with Abimelech because of the evil spirit from God. From God now, because Abimelech threw all 70 sons of Gideon, his own brother. God sent an evil spirit to destroy him. In Kings 22:20, Ahab, and the Lord said, who will go up and persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall? In other words, I want to get rid of it, Ramagiliath. And one said in this manner, another spirit said on that manner, and there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord and said, I'll persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? How are you going to do it? He said, I go forth, and I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth, and do it. Now listen, this is not God the Holy Ghost, but these are spirits that work for the Lord. And you need to know this. This is not God the Father, the Holy Ghost, but a spirit. Now these are all false prophets of Jezebel, which God wanted to get rid of. And an evil spirit come and put a lying spirit in the mouth to get rid of him. Zechariah 6:5, the angel answered, said to me, these are the four spirits of heaven, which go forth from standing before the Lord of the whole. Did you know this is not the God of the Holy Spirit that's down here just for you to dwell with you? In fact, you know, your body can be his temple. I'm telling you, this is a mighty thing. The Holy Spirit only witnesses of Jesus. He come on the scene in John the Baptist before Jesus was ever born. When John the Baptist is born, he's the only man in the history of the world filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, because he came to testify of Jesus. He came before Jesus because he was to prepare the way for Jesus, which cannot be done apart from the work of the Holy Ghost. Do you realize that? Nothing can be done for Jesus apart from the Holy Ghost. He came and testified in witness of Jesus, introduced Jesus to the world, and then dwelt in Jesus, remained in Jesus alone until Jesus was taken up, and then Jesus sent him back to us. It is a big deal. Reason why I'm so high on you knowing the Holy Spirit, because he will bring you more of Jesus. He'll teach you more of Jesus than you know now. He'll do more of the work of Jesus in your life than you can do now. Listen to this. Peter 1:12. And to whom it was revealed. Did you know that God sent us the Holy Ghost? Peter said so. He said, to whom it was revealed, by them that were preaching the gospel unto you, which the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. Did you know the Holy Ghost sent us the gospel? If it's on earth, it's the work of God. Guess who brought it? God, the Holy Ghost. You need to know him in order to get the things that he can bring you and teach you and lead you and guide you in the things of Jesus. Did you just know about the Holy Ghost? Or do you feel that anointing upon you from time to time? John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Do you recognize him? Do you? Do you know when he's there? He's the Spirit of truth. The world can't receive him. The Word says, Jesus said, the world can't receive him, because it can't see him, neither knows him. He said, but you know him. He dwells with you, and he shall be. I will not leave you, comforter, so I'll come to you. If you, my friend, is he in you? If he's in you, he should make a statement now and then to you. Does he? Do you ever hear from him? Does he ever stir you up? Do you even know he's there? He should. Is he leading you? Is he guiding you? Do you know how to hear him? The Word of God teaches you that. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Are you always comforted by the power of the Spirit? You should be. You should always be comforted by the power of the Spirit, because he's our comforter. He always wants to comfort you. Do you know that? And he'll do it. Listen, we need help with this ministry. We really do. We're just not getting support. Every week I talk to you about it, but almost no one's helping me. I need your help. Please send us a donation. Please send us a check. Don't matter how much it is. Just do your best to help us. Sample Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Box 1603, Lifeline. Box 1603, Lifeline. Box 1603, Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or emails. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any need emails, just try Lifeline. That's one word, T-R-Y. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Or please send money. We need it. Box 16, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at Bob. Or try Lifeline, gmail.com. Listen, God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great life. The Lord loves you. I want you to know that the Lord loves you. The Lord cares about you. Bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. May all your needs be met. May the Spirit of God be upon you and comfort you. And may the light of the Lord shine upon you. God bless your family. God bless you in Jesus' name. Take care now. Have a great week. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Tell me when. Bless you, Lord.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.